to share the peace of the Lord with each other.
Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning his Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of his name, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed throughout the world. For God, whom I serve with my spirit by announcing the gospel of his Son, is my witness that without ceasing I remember you always in my prayers, asking that by God's will I may somehow at last succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you so that I may share with you some spiritual gift, so that you may be strengthened, or rather, so that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented, in order that I may reap some harvest among you, as I have among the rest of the Gentiles. I am obligated both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. Hence my eagerness to proclaim the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is God's saving power for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith, as it is written, the one who is righteous will live by faith. This is the word of the Lord.
I speak in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is with great honor and privilege that I stand before you this morning to share the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I sincerely bring you warm greetings on behalf of the Church of Ireland Theological Institute, Dublin, and on behalf of the Pastoral Placement Coordinator of the Institute, the Reverend Dr. Patrick McClinchy, who happens to be here this morning with us and with his lovely wife on my invitation. Thank you very much for allowing me to serve in your parish and for your kind hospitality during the past 3 weeks that I have been in Bangor Parish. As I begin my sermon this morning, I pray that the Lord will speak to us in very special ways, and I encourage us to reflect and pray about what God might be saying to us, both individually and as a body of Christ. I might begin to start my sermon this morning by asking a rhetorical question. How many of us are ready and willing to go and share the good news of Jesus Christ with courage and boldness? Like I have said, that question doesn't require an immediate answer. Paul begins his letter to the Romans in chapter 1, describing himself as a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. If we look at verse 6, he says, including yourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, including ourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. In other words, Paul is saying that we are equally called and set apart to be servants of Jesus Christ. In verse 7, he says, to all God's beloved in Rome, to all God's beloved in Rome. Here, Paul was addressing the church in Rome, which was evidently composed of both Jews and Gentiles. But today, this text is addressing all of us who are called to be sent. Grace to you, peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. What Paul is saying here is that we are all called to be sent. The term sent in Paul's context is holy. In other words, we are called to be holy people. This means that every believer is called to be a saint. Whether you're a teacher or a doctor or a church worker or a business person, whatever you do, you are called to be a saint. I am called to be a saint. We are all called to be saints. And to be dedicated and consecrated and set apart to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the character of who we should be. In the opening introduction of Romans chapter 1, verse 1 to 17, the gospel appears repeatedly. And when something begins to appear repeatedly in the Bible, then it is time for us to pay attention to what that has to communicate to us. The first appearance of the gospel is in verse 1, the gospel of God. In verse 9, the preaching of the gospel of his son. Verse 16, I am eager to teach, to preach the gospel. Verse 16, for I am not afraid of the gospel. And in verse 17, for in it, referring to the gospel. The gospel is therefore the central theme of the letter to the Romans, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the question again is, do we have the courage to share our faith with people we meet in places where we live our everyday lives? This question brings the title of my message this morning, which is courage in sharing our faith in Jesus with those around us. To help us understand Paul's heart and what is at the heart of his letter, we will be looking at the three I am statements in Romans chapter 1 from verse 1 to 17. The first I am statement is in verse 14. I am a debtor to Greeks and barbarians, both to the wise and the foolish. The New American Translation, the New American Standard Bible says, I am under obligation. And take note of the word obligation. I am under obligation both to Greeks and to the uncultured, both to the wise and to the foolish. Paul is saying that he is obligated to the Greeks, to the uncultured, to the wise, and to the foolish. What this implies is that everyone needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so Paul feels under an obligation to get the gospel to everyone, regardless of their backgrounds or nationalities. The Greeks were non-Jewish. Non-Jewish people, and many of them were city men and women. The uncultured were the country people, those who lived in the country areas. The wise were the elites, the intellectuals, while the foolish could have been anybody, just anybody, especially those who did not believe in God or who did not know God. In today's world, these are the people we encounter in our day-to-day lives and activities. And what does Jesus Christ say? What does Jesus Christ say? Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and I am with you always to the end of age. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20. Paul was compelled and obligated to go and share the gospel of Jesus with courage and boldness, with people in different towns and cities and nations. And the Lord was with him throughout his ministry. The term obligated also means indebted. There are two ways that I can be indebted. The first instance is if I borrow £20 from someone, say from Alistair. If I borrow £20 from Alistair, then I am indebted to £20. I am indebted to Alistair for £20. But let's say someone else gives me £20 to give to Alistair. In this instance, I am equally indebted to Alistair until I have given him the money given to me to give to him. I can't keep that money because it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to someone else. That is the sense in which Paul uses the term indebted. He received the treasure of the gospel, which is a gift of Christ, but it was not just for him. He owed everyone else who didn't have that gift. He was obligated to pass that gift to other people. I strongly believe that if Jesus Christ comes today, if Christ comes to Bangor Church, Bangor Parish Church today, he will be glad to know that we are sharing our faith with courage in places such as our homes, neighborhoods, churches, workplaces, schools, restaurants, and all other places where we live our everyday lives. As Christians, therefore, we are called and obligated to convey the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that we encounter on our day-to-day lives. It is a divine responsibility which we have been assigned to carry out, and we must carry out that responsibility with courage and with boldness. The second thing Paul says is in verse 15, and Paul says, I am eager to preach the gospel of Christ. I am eager to preach the gospel of Christ. Paul is ready and willing to go and share the good news of Jesus Christ without any excuse. Today, it is very easy to see believers who have various reasons why they cannot summon courage to share their faith with other people. And so how eager are we to go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ within our neighborhood? Sharing the gospel is not just a once-off event. It is a lifetime of baptism and growth and faith, and a work of discipleship to change lives for Christ. Paul was eager to preach, even in Rome, the center of imperial power. He was neither intimidated nor afraid. He had already been to places like Corinth, Athens, Ephesus, and now he wants to go to Rome. And all these places he has been, lives were changed. And lives were going to be changed in Rome. Paul was eager to go and preach the gospel. Because he thought, not because he thought he was a great preacher, just like Kenneth standing before you today preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am not a great preacher. I am not even a good preacher. But I am standing here preaching because I feel obligated to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ with courage and confidence. It doesn't take good preachers to share their faith with other people or to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is not the condition. It is not a prerequisite. Christ has given us the audacity to go and proclaim his gospel. Fear does not come into play when it comes to communicating the gospel of Jesus Christ to other people. Because we have the boldness. Christ has given us the boldness. He has given us the power and the courage to go and walk in his vineyard. Therefore, the willingness and courage to share the gospel of Jesus Christ is at the very heart of Paul. And it's also at the heart of our church, and it was at the heart of the early church. Throughout history of mankind, courage to speak the word of God has been the main deal. There has never been a time Christians, people who believe in Jesus Christ, slacked in declaring the word of God. And I hope today, this is our heart in Bangor Parish Church. According to A.B. Simpson, a Canadian preacher, author, and founder of Christian and Missionary Alliance, an evangelical Protestant with an emphasis on global evangelism, he said, and I quote, The Christian is not obedient unless he is doing all in his power to send the gospel to the world. The Christian is not obedient unless he is doing everything within his power to send the gospel to the world, within his power to go out and share his faith to people around his neighborhood. To go out and declare the word of God to everyone who is living in places where they live their day-to-day lives. What are we doing today to send the gospel of Jesus Christ to people around us? What are we doing today to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world? Are we part of the Lord's army? The army that has been assigned to send the good news of Jesus Christ to those who live in places where we live our everyday lives. Third and final thing Paul says is in verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel. And he gives five reasons for not being ashamed of the gospel. Number one, the gospel is the power of God. Two, it is for salvation, past salvation, present salvation, and future salvation. The gospel is for everyone who believes. It is for the righteousness of God. And verse 17, it is revealed and received by faith. When Jesus commanded us to go and preach the gospel to every nation, he gave us an assurance, and he said, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. This is a powerful assurance that Christ gives to us today. Therefore, we cannot be ashamed to preach the gospel. We cannot be ashamed to share our faith with people around us. We cannot be afraid to go into the world, to go into places where we live our everyday lives, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so today, I encourage us to join the Lord's army, the army that will go into our towns and villages and cities and other places where Jesus intended to go, and openly and courageously, without fear, declare the word of God. I will close with a story. And in this story, a certain brother was making his way out from the church building at the end of church service in the morning, after morning service. And then the preacher was standing at the door, as usual, greeting people, exchanging handshakes and so on, finding out how they are doing, what's going on in their lives, encouraging them, motivating them, and so on. And so this brother was trying to exit through the same door where the preacher was standing. And the preacher spotted him. And as soon as he approached, he got to the door. The preacher grabbed him by hand and pulled him by the side and said to him, "Brother, you need to join the Lord's army." And spontaneously, the brother responded, "Pastor, I am already in the Lord's army." But the pastor was surprised by that response, because this brother, nobody sees him in the church. He comes once in a blue moon. He doesn't attend the pathway. He's not in the vestry meeting. He doesn't come to the harbor. He's not in the life group events. He doesn't come to the weekly prayers. He's not a member of the Youth Connect. Nobody sees him. But he has the courage to say, "Pastor, I'm already in the Lord's army." And the pastor was surprised. And with that surprise, the pastor questioned him, "Brother, if you are in the Lord's army, how come I don't see you except on Easter and Christmas?" And this brother responded, "Pastor, I am in the Secret Service." That answer was a very terrible answer, because in God's work, there is no Secret Service department. In the house of God, we don't have a department called the Secret Service department. In Bangor Parish Church, we don't have the Secret Service department. I've been here for 3 weeks. I know all the departments in Bangor Parish Church. Nobody has ever said to me that, "Kenneth, we have a Secret Service department." But this brother says, "I work in the Secret Service." From our announcement this morning, Reverend Nigel, I heard when he said, "This evening we are going to come back and do another program, prayer walk, another way of reaffirming our faith in Christ." But I promise you that brother in this story is not going to show up this evening. He won't. But because he's in the Secret Service. If you see him, please tell him that we don't do Secret Service in Bangor Church. We don't do Secret Service. We serve God openly, and there are no behind-the-scenes activities in Bangor Parish Church. The Lord says to us in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Do not fear. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Also in Joshua 1:9, the Lord says, I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We need to join the Lord's army in Bangor Parish Church. We need to explore our gifts and talents and our abilities and our skills. We need to do something for Jesus Christ. We want to be part of the success story of this city, the city of God. Jesus sent 70 others ahead of him to every town and place where he intended to go. I encourage us this morning to join the Lord's army, to join the 70 others, and go and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And the Lord God Almighty will be with you as you go. He will be with you wherever you go. You will have the courage, you will have the boldness, you will have the audacity to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ and share our faith with other people who are living in places where we live our everyday lives. Let us pray. Almighty God, we pray that your kingdom of peace, justice, reconciliation, love, and grace will come to our lives, to our families, to our church and local communities, to this city of Bangor, and the entire nation of Northern Ireland. We ask for your courage to share our faith in you and to participate in the restoration project of our community and the whole world. Melt the hardness of our hearts and grant us the willingness to be courageous disciples of Jesus Christ. And we give you all the glory and honor and adoration now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray.